Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time that we could gather with our friends in Christ. We pray that something will be said and prayer time will be made for the benefit of God's people and for your honor and glory. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to turn with me to John chapter 15. I'm going to read a verse there, but I'll refer to some other verses. These are still some thoughts of prayer, and I thought I would kind of sum up a little bit of some of what we said over the time. These were different thoughts that I have written, and they're not from the same notes that I used before, but I saw that some of them were similar. Does anybody know who Andrew Murray is?
Yes.
He wrote a book on prayer, among other things. And if you can get your hands on that, that might be some good reading. I don't know. Andrew Murray said this. The verse is John 15, 7. Andrew Murray said, God has given to prayer the right to hold on to God and his strength. So Andrew Murray is saying through prayer, we are given the right to hold on to God and his strength. He also said that there are five prerequisites to prayer. Let's read this verse before I read what those are. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. That's interesting, isn't it? If you abide in me, and I abide in you, and then it connects it to prayer and asking of God. Dr. Murray said that prayer prerequisites were, and we've mentioned some of this before, number one, we need to pray to the glory of God, because the purpose in which we were made is to bring glory to God. Secondly, he said, another thing that needs to happen before we pray, that we should pray in full surrender to his will, reminding us that God orchestrates our lives. Thirdly, in full assurance of faith. Faith in what? Faith in the character of God, and that he has the ability to answer our prayers. So it's faith in who God is. Faith is not really, in a real sense in prayer, an activity, but our faith needs to be in the person of God and who he is. And then fourthly, we should be praying in the name of Jesus. And fifthly, with perseverance. The importance of persevering is also to remember that in our lifetime, there are other influences about our life, and the devil would like to hinder us from getting answers to prayer. So he would do everything to hinder the prayer request and the praying itself. So we should persevere in our praying. Here are some other verses let's be reminded. The Bible tells us that the Father which seeth us in secret shall reward us openly. Also, Murray suggested and reminded us that it's very important, especially in our personal prayer life, to have a secret place of prayer. It's important that we go to church and fellowship with God's people and have worship together in the same place. It's good that we don't skip around and go to church at different places all the time, because it's important that we build a family and character and friends in Christ together to worship. But so maybe even in our prayer time, we should have a place that we go to in prayer. And it needs to be isolated so we can't be influenced by others and be disturbed. It's interesting to note that Jesus went off to pray by himself. And there was something in that time of his life that was important to him. The other thing is to remember that Jesus really didn't have a need either. He was God. But he wanted to communicate with his heavenly Father in that sense. So he was intimate with his Father in the prayer time. And we need to do the same, don't we? We need to be intimate with the Heavenly Father through our prayer time. So being in a quiet place, we meet the Father. It's a term of endearment, a childlike trust. But maybe sometimes our the way So it's a childlike trust when we come to the Father in prayer and we bring our needs to him. Because God leads us like children. He thinks that we are his children, and he not only knows what we're like, he sees our fears. He can understand our fears just like we do with our own children. If our children have a need and something happens, because the Father loves us, he is joyful when we come to him with our needs. So we have a secret place for prayer can be very important. And we are praying to the Father in secret.
Yeah, we have glorified. Yeah.
Is glorified when we come to him in prayer. The problem is sometimes we might start believing a lie. I'm too sinful to be in his presence. I don't merit a time with God. I've done something wrong. I can't come to him. That's when we need to come to him. We come with him to him and confess, and tell him that we need him. Secret prayer cannot be fruitless. Again, why do we pray? To glorify God. The part of that, try to put this in the right way, the blessing is that we have God, not that we have from God. It's a blessing that we have God himself, not what we can get out of God. It's very strange that sometimes people get into the habit of thinking, oh, I need something. I gotta go pray to God about it. But even though that does happen because of who we are, that's really not what it's all about. Having the presence of God. And this verse here, verse 7 is, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. That abiding is a thing that sometimes we really have to work at, I guess. Because spending and valuing the time that we need to pray and to be with God, there's a lot of other things that battle us for that time. So we need to put in first place the time for abiding. And then it tells us that as a result of that abiding and abiding in the Word, His Word's abiding in us. Ask whatever you will, and it will be done for you. That's amazing. Very amazing. The essence of prayer is not to get things, but to know God Himself. I'll say it another way, God's ultimate blessing for us is Himself. And another thing about giving to us when God provides things for us, If he can best make himself known to us by giving the thing that we need or we ask for, God will provide it. Does that make sense? But if he knows it's not going to be something that will benefit us and our relationship with him, he won't answer it. That's when he says no. If withholding the thing brings me closer to him, he will also withhold the thing. The Father will love me too much to give me second best. So that's what we should be thinking about in our prayer time with the Lord, and help us to remind us how we need to value prayer with God and prayer for the purpose of prayer. We're coming to glorify God, but we're coming with the needs of other people. We're coming to pray for friends and needs of our life. It can be about physical things. It can be about spiritual things. It can be about medical things. The subject is not limited, but God, as our Father, will give to us what he thinks will benefit others, us and others, and we get to spend time in his presence. I think it was Andrew Murray that said, practice the presence of God. I'm not sure. Was that Brother Andrew? Practicing the presence of God. That's a very simple statement, but a very dynamic one. Sometimes it's not easy to practice the presence of God. We're distracted. So, I'm so glad that God loves us enough that he will give us the opportunity to pray and to be with him.